As the beginning of the school year approaches, many of us are still processing the news of the Uvalde school shooting and, closer to home, the mass shooting in Highland Park on July 4th. Incidents of mass violence are difficult to ignore, and parents often wonder just how much information about these kinds of things should be shared with our kids. I'm speaking today with Dr. Hudson Real. He's a clinical psychologist with Carle Health who works with children and families. And Dr. Real, I'd like to start off by asking, because of course, we're talking about kids here of all ages. How, as a parent or as a caregiver, would you even go about determining whether a conversation about a school shooting or another incident of mass violence is even appropriate to have with your child?
Excellent question. I would say, first, to the younger the age, obviously, the less likely are they to be exposed to the information. So you want to, in general, assess how much do they know, ask questions. I wouldn't assume that they know anything. Typically around, younger than the age of eight, we really, if it isn't necessary to discuss it, I would not. However, given the amount of information that tends to be shared in classrooms today, you definitely want to figure out what does a child know and then go from there.
As a parent, how should we go about not projecting or telegraphing our own anxieties to our kids during these conversations?
Yeah, another great question. I think the first thing we would recommend is not processing this initially in front of your children. Talking this over with a trusted friend, family member, processing it yourself. And if there's more than one parent involved that's going to be talking with the child, make sure that you have an idea of the message that you want to send the child. And be able to process your own reactions first before you do so in front of the child.
In the case where a child would say, maybe I don't feel comfortable going to school today, and this would probably be something that was more applicable to an older kid, what do you do? Because again, as a parent, I completely plug into that anxiety, and my own instinct is to say, let's not do it. Let's stay at home where we're safe. And then I think you're robbing your child of the security of a routine. How should you broach that with your kid?
You've hit on two great points there. One is the value of routine, keeping ourselves and our children in a routine during times like this lends itself to stability. So I think, using your own experience to your advantage, first validating the child's feelings. I understand why you feel that way. Dad feels that way too. You can share that. And then I think this is where, we as parents have more knowledge. So you're going to be able to discuss with the child. If you can't, you're going to get the information to share with them. What are the plans at school? This is how, these are the protective factors there. So you want to kind of redirect, validate the concerns and then direct it towards the sense of safety and security, what we are doing to keep the child and our environment safe.
And finally, do you have any advice for parents kind of along the lines of take care of yourself so that you can, properly take care of your child about privately managing our own anxieties before we even broach the subject with our children?
Yes, absolutely. Aside from all of the value of self-care, I would say around this subject in particular is we want to be careful how much we're intaking ourselves. We can be inundated with between our phone and the news and the internet with just ongoing messages. And I think it's important for ourselves to remember these are isolated incidences in the big picture, as unfortunate and as tragic as they are. And I think we can lose sight of that when we're constantly being fed news on these occurrences. So I think for sure you want to keep that balanced perspective. Again, processing it with friends and family, people you trust and can confide in. We want to model those things we're going to be asking of our children. We want them to be able to talk about their thoughts and feelings, and we want to and should be doing the same.
That's Dr. Hudson Real.